think people in the United States of America just don't realize that places like Perry County, Alabama still exist.
If you want someone who's happy with rural health care in Alabama, don't ask Kendall Gilchrist.
We have actually lived in a third world country for a period of our lives, and there were more resources and more networks of support for us as a family in that third world country than there has been here.
In case you were wondering, which third world country?
The Dominican Republic.
Kendall, her husband Eric, and their three young children live in the town of Marion. The Gilchrists work at Judson College. On the subject of dealing with rural health care, Eric has an example from just last week.
My son falls out of bed in the middle of the night. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he wakes me up, and he has blood rushing down his face. And he had gashed the corner of his eye open, and there's blood, you know, all over his face. It's 2 o'clock in the morning in rural Alabama. What do you do?
Between them, the Gilchrists have 4 master's degrees and a Ph.D., but even that didn't help them get around the fact that Perry County doesn't have a hospital. The Alabama Rural Health Association says 6 other counties are in the same boat. When the only hospital in Wilcox County closes in a few weeks, residents in 8 Alabama counties could be asking questions like this one.
Do you drive an hour and a half one way to get some stitches? You may not even need stitches. Or do you just put a Band-Aid on it and wait it out and see what happens? We waited it out to see what would happen. And the next day he did need some glue. They glued it shut and it ended up being okay. But, you know, these are the sorts of decisions you're making at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Get down from there, don't fall.
Get down, baby.
Just one county to the north, things seem less tense. Joseph Marchant's big concern is making sure 2 boys don't fall off a 4-foot-tall stone wall outside the Bibb Medical Center. Marchant is the CEO. This rural hospital in the town of Centerville in Bibb County is just 25 miles north of Marion, where the Gilchrists live, but it feels like a world away.
Good. The lab, you can see, it's centrally located right here.
Along with the hospital, Bibb Medical Center has a dental clinic and a nursing home. Martian says finances are tight, but it works.
Our system here is a little different because we're a little more unique than some because of the diversification that we have on our campus. You know, rural hospitals have some secret sauce, and we can do things. We have to be lean because you can't stay in business if you're not.
And Martian says his hospital isn't among the 80% in Alabama operating in the red. Bibb Medical Center has 35 hospital beds. Alabama will only certify hospitals with a minimum of 15, and Perry County, where the Gilchrists live, doesn't even have that.
Unfortunately, they have to have 15 in Alabama.
That's Dale Quinney. He's executive director of the Alabama Rural Health Association. He's looking for something in between the feast in Bibb County and the famine in Perry.
Well, there are some communities that perhaps can afford a hospital financially. Their patients will make it profitable that don't really need 15 beds.
That begs the question, how low can you go when it comes to the number of beds in a hospital?
We had 3.
That's Debbie Berry. She's director of operations at the Greene County Hospital in Leakesville, Mississippi. And you heard right, she said 3.
But when you think 3 beds, how in the world is that going to make it?
Dale Quinney says Leakesville does.
This hospital, 54 employees, 3 beds, and as we speak, it's expanding to 7 beds, is operating at a profit. So it can be done in the right location.
News.
So we hit the road to have a look.
I'm Sarah Ulmer with what you need to know.
Leakesville is a 3-hour drive southwest of Tuscaloosa, or an hour northwest if you're coming from Mobile. Once on the campus of Greene County Hospital, we head through a sliding glass door and up to the reception desk.
Most of our equipment is refurbished or used, and I'm not too proud to beg.
That's where we met Debbie Berry. An automated lab unit processes blood samples from Greene County's patient load. Berry says there are a lot of samples to handle.
It went from them seeing maybe 1 or 2 a day when we came here. We're seeing around 350 now a month. So our numbers have just climbed tremendously, but we offer so much more now than we did.
What makes it all work? Joseph Marchant talked about the secret sauce at his hospital. The sauce at Debbie Berry's is what patients see when they walk in the door.
We're the first hospital in the state to have only nurse practitioners in their hospital. We don't have any doctors in our facility.
And it's that formula of fewer beds and no doctors that's the rub for regulators in Alabama.
I think it's a bit too simplistic.
That's Dr. Tom Geary with the Alabama Department of Public Health. He handles regulatory affairs, so he's familiar with how the business model of Leakesville's hospital will be received in Alabama.
It's more complex on the top of something that's already complicated.
Geary says the 15-bed minimum for rural hospitals in Alabama is due to state red tape. It means these facilities can expand in the future if they need to without a state relicensing process that can take years.
And so this is a compromise situation of making a difficult situation at least feasible for smaller hospitals to get at least 15 beds functioning.
And when it comes to areas like Perry County that have no hospital at all, Dr. Geary has an idea on that as well.
Number one would be to eliminate a lot of the rural hospitals, to utilize all of the land, the buildings, the services, the equipment, the personnel they have as a highly efficient outpatient urgent care center.
Urgent care centers treat people on the spot and either send them home or to bigger hospitals. On the subject of nurse practitioners doing the work of doctors, Geary says Alabama prefers physicians who directly supervise nurses, unlike what Leakesville does. Ironically, some of the staff at Greene County Hospital live in Mobile. They travel to Leakesville every day to practice the kind of medicine they can't do in Alabama. Which takes us back to the town of Marion and Judson College, which is one of the big employers in Perry County. The voices of its college choir are one of the few signs of hope in a situation that seems to be otherwise bleak.
It's hard for us to support each other because we're kind of just surviving.
For Kendall Gilchrist and her family, there's no clear sign that anything will get better here.
I think we don't even know how much it consumes our lives right now. And I think once we leave, it's only then that will start to kind of unpack this.
The Gilchrists are leaving Judson for a new life in a suburb of Washington, D.C. Leaders in Perry County are looking to bring some kind of hospital to fill the void. One option is a small operation called a critical access hospital with an emergency room and no more than 25 beds. Even if they succeed, Kendall and her family won't be there to see it. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Marion.